Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the 21st day in the month of August 2025. It's a beautiful new day and the Lord is in our midst yet again. He's ready to speak to us this morning. The question is, are you ready to listen? This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, technology cannot train them. Technology cannot train them. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 28, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Jeremiah from chapter 51 to chapter 52. Our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And our Bible reading is taken from Proverbs 29 from verse 15. Proverbs 29 verse 15, which says, a rod and a reprimand imparts wisdom, but a child left undisciplined disgraces its mother. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Once again, our topic says, technology cannot train them. Our manual today reads, thank God we can reach countless people around the world with the gospel through various technological devices and the internet. However, just as we are reaching many people with the gospel using technology, the devil is also using the same technology to reach people, including children. Many children now have access to pornographic sites through phones and tablets, and pedophiles manipulate children into immoral affairs through the internet. This is why, as good as technology is, parents cannot depend on it solely when it comes to raising their children. When I was younger and there were no computers, no access to calculators, people had to do arithmetic by themselves. Nowadays, a lot of younger generations cannot even calculate how much they are going to pay at a counter unless they use a calculator. If you are a parent, train your child not to overly rely on technology. Train them to do some things by themselves, and this will further enhance their natural abilities. These days, some children find it even difficult to relate properly with people they meet physically because they have become addicted to relating with people online. Also, some children do not greet other people because they are always wearing headphones and engaging with their electronic devices. You cannot allow technology to make your children socially defiant or emotionally handicapped. You must ensure that you encourage them to develop their natural gifts and talents while also teaching them to interact properly with the world around them. It is really sad that some children are bullied online and are plunged into depression because of what someone online said to them. Parents must be vigilant. They shouldn't depend on technology to keep their children occupied when they don't want to be bothered. They just might be handing them over to the devil. Don't delegate your children's training and upbringing to technology. If you don't know what your children are doing on their electronic devices at every instance, then you are depending on technology to train them for you. And trust me, technology was not developed to be a godly parent. Today's memory verse says that you should train a child in the way he or she should go. Do the apps your children engage with daily know that the way do the apps your children engage with daily know the way they should go? Parents, spend time with your children and train them yourself. I pray that God will protect all our children from the devil's agenda to steal, kill, and destroy, like we see in John 10, verse 10, in Jesus' name. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, parents should spend quality time with their children and be mindful of what they have access to through technology. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to a parent today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. This is not just for current parents. You can also share for people you know are intending parents or are future parents. Share with them to bless the soul today. You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour where you see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear a voice again and to be gathered for another word from the mind of God, to remain blessed. Bye-bye.